Look, we need to talk. I just can't carry on this way. I thought it was me, but it's you. I give, and you take. I've tried to be loyal, but it's costing me about £212, to be precise.
Time to dump your mobile network. Switch to ID Mobile and save an average of £212 versus going to a major network. It's easy to be unfaithful. Dump your network and switch to ID Mobile at idmobile.co.uk.
Safe claim versus going direct to a major network. See website for details.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Danny Fortson, and this is a podcast about Silicon Valley in 8 parts.
Can I tell you something interesting that I've noticed about San Francisco?
Yes, please.
That's a vortex.
I think she's a sociopathic liar and a narcissist.
Which CEO is more Jesus-like or going to run for president?
That software is very powerful. You know, is it more or less powerful than bioterrorism or a nuclear weapon?
It's a rip-roaring ride through the present and a look at the terrifying plans being hatched for our future. So subscribe now to The Pivot.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantainment. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a Real Housewives of New York parody cartoon. That's on YouTube. Go check it out, please. Oh, that sounded like I was bossing around. I'm sorry. More like, go check it out, please. I don't know. Still didn't work.
Same time.
Joining me is Same the time. Wonderful, hilarious, amazingly talented, huggable Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. Definitely check that one out, and I will boss you about that. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, yeah.
What's going on? Today is the Crappens On Demand Day, so we are doing this on video, and I love it.
Yeah. Ronnie has a beautiful image. Ronnie is broadcasting right now from the harbor in Antibes, because I can see a beautiful yacht behind him. Wow, you're living the life of luxury over there.
I sure am. I'm docked in Port Camille.
Port Camille. Hey guys, so welcome to Watch What Crappens. We're going to be recapping Below Deck Mediterranean today, and we are a week away from our big shows in Cleveland and Baltimore and Pittsburgh. In case you didn't hear the announcement, we're going to do the Beverly Hills reunion in Cleveland, we're going to do the New York reunion in Pittsburgh, and we're going to do the latest Southern Charm in Baltimore. So super fun, 3 big Bravo shows in 3 big cities. So we're going to have a super fun time for that. Tickets are still available in Baltimore and Cleveland. It's sold out in Pittsburgh. I don't know how many tickets are left in either venue, but go to watchwhatcrappens.com and there will be links there to get your tickets because time is running out. That's like a week away. It's literally next week. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And then in terms of the other cities, here's a list of the cities we're coming to. If you hear your city, raise your hand and then explain to people why you're raising your hand. Charlotte, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, two shows in Atlanta, Carrboro, North Carolina, that's like Chapel Hill, Richmond, Virginia, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, special guest is coming, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, two shows in New York, other guests also I think we'll be having ready for the second show there at least, St. Louis, two shows in Philadelphia, and Seattle. Plus, as Ronnie said, this is Crappens on Demand. That's at patreon.com/watchforcrappens. We also have our awesome Discord server there, which is basically like a giant chat room where you can just sort of chat away with other listeners. And of course, we have wonderful merchandise. Rondel, tell everyone about it.
I wasn't ready.
Sorry.
We have three wonderful shirts. We have Resting Hanai Face. And we have Demoted to Friend Of. And we have Season 1 Camille shirts up and ready to rumble, okay? So go get yours now. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. God, Season 1 Camille. There are times when I've definitely become a Season 1 Camille. I think we all do. It's glorious.
Little Season Hangry Camille, I know, over there.
But I'm not hangry right now. Shockingly, honey. Ooh, maybe it's
luckily for all of us here. Well, this is a very special episode of Below Deck Med, everybody, because it is the Queen of Versailles episode.
Yes.
And if you've not seen the Queen of Versailles, please go watch that immediately.
That's an amazing documentary. It's amazing. It's so good. It is. You will. It's shocking.
Yes, and apparently nobody on this show has watched it. I don't think anybody on this show has seen it, because they're like, what the fuck is that?
They're so confused.
It's
so
like, who
confused.
Is this lady?
So the episode opens up in the mean streets of Antibes, France, where Joao has just basically, you know, given a verbal lashing to Anastasia, who's been like, really stressed out about being a chef now. And she's like, you know, the half that tip last charter, that was for me. I'm all alone doing it. And Joao's like, well, you know, you're not like a Michelin chef. You're not like a 7-star Michelin chef. I'm like, that's because there is no 7-star Michelin chef, Joao.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where did these 7 stars come from?
Yeah, 3 stars.
You must think every chef sucks. Like when they get 3 stars, he's like, well, they suck. You know what I tell them? Are you a 7-star chef? No. Are you a Michelin tire chef? No.
You know, I'm just being honest, and Travis is like, she's stressed as shit. Like, don't mention it to her. Like, you could just, like... Like, I hate that thing. Just because you're honest, you know, doesn't mean, like, you have to say it.
Yeah. Honest people get crucified, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
That's just how it is. Oh, I shouldn't say crucified, because that makes him a martyr. You're an asshole,
just
okay?
An asshole.
There, that's me being honest. Hope you're not mad.
Anastasia's like, read my face, dude. Tell me I'm great. So that way I can say, no, I'm not great. I'm actually perfect. I know it. I killed it. Yet again! Stasia did.
Aisha's feel better stuff. She's like, oh, don't feel bad. Look at the last charter. You kicked it in the bunghole. Which, guess what comes out from there? Found out with my finger. It's like, I know. Stop talking about your butthole for 5 seconds. Okay, I'm depressed.
Yeah, and Joelle's like, you know, it's annoying that a person, an honest person, is the bad person. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, okay,
yeah, you're a regular Mother Teresa over there.
Exactly. Wow. Honesty is a virtue, but so is tact. All right.
So then we get a montage of Zhao just being like, shot, tequila. Would you like a shot? I'm like, ugh, this douche.
Or as we say in Zim, baby full glass.
And Travis is like, he wants to make everyone feel smaller than him to make him feel like Billy Big Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah, good old Billy Big Bowls when he's just a fucking dickhead. So
then we get to everybody partying and Colin's doing the flossy. I mean, listen, no matter what you think of this episode, it was worth it for Colin doing the flossy, okay?
You look great, Collie. I like that. We're going to have to show Aunt Susan Dad at the wedding next week.
I'm glad you remember to floss, Carly.
Dental health is very important, and gingivitis is a leading cause of heart disease.
No one wants to date tortoise sauce, Carly. Flossy, flossy, honey.
So they're all dancing, and Travis tries to kiss Hannah, and she's like, you know, honey, behave yourself, honey. Unless you're
she's
getting
like,
your...
Listen, I'm dating Billy Big Balls, all right? I need you to behave your wavier.
Unless you're dedicating 50 euros to get me some ciggies, I'm not interested.
So Travis is super into Hannah, but super mad at Joelle. And Joelle comes over to Aisha, who's like dirty dancing.
Using those years of dance training to her advantage.
Yeah, and she's like humping the floor or whatever. And Joelle's just like looking at her like a lech.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, he's looking at her like, oh, yeah. But then he's like, so whorish, I can't even. I'm like, oh, you are so disgusting, Joelle.
Yeah.
My God.
I believe.
This is why you should always fucking get wasted with anybody that you're dating to see who's really in there. Also, drive with them. Let them drive in the car, okay? That's how you know who you're dating. Let them drive.
But don't do both things at once.
Yeah, don't drunk drive with them.
No. But yeah, his exact quote was, you're so whorish, it's disgusting. And I'm like, for all those people who were like, you know, I can't help but like Joelle this season. I was like, I feel so happy because I was really holding on to it. I know you were to a certain extent, but I was really holding on to like, no, he's still a dick. And there, it came right out. Came right out.
He's still there. He's still in there.
Yes.
He just needs a key of tequila to get him back out.
So Aisha goes, fuck you.
He's so judgmental. Oh.
Jack's like, you want me to beat him up? I'll beat him up if you want to. I'll do it. Just after I take this smoke break.
Jack's like, wait till I show him tomorrow how lazy I'm going to be, brother. Show him not to mess with me again. I'm like, you do that every day.
I know. So then outside, Travis is annoyed at Joao. They haven't totally developed this, like, Travis-Joao issue. Like, Travis has been getting annoyed at Joao, but in previous seasons, we usually see more concrete stuff. But Travis is just now, like, he's a dick man. So outside, they're like on the street, and Travis like bangs a chair against a closed gate. It was just like this random clattering noise. I was like, what? What's happening? What's going on?
I don't even understand what this whole thing is. He didn't throw a chair at a gate. He got up and like scooted the chair against the gate.
Oh, is that what it was?
Like,
yeah, there was just
that's like... what it looked like to me. I mean, I watched it twice, and then I was like, I'm watching this twice. Like, I'm really a loser.
Clattergate. Clattergate.
Yeah, Clattergate gate.
So then Joelle's like, what's that? And so he's like, tries to start fighting Travis, and he gets puffing up his chest and just being like classic Joao that we always knew. And I was like,
yeah, he's like, why would you bang a gate when you can slut shame a woman? What are you doing?
Although, to be fair, in Zim, the way we slut shame women is say, hey, did you go bang the gate again?
I'm a real bang gator. Billy Big Balls.
Oh, that gate's been open and closed so many times, it's disgusting.
And then Travis is like, don't do that, don't go there. And I just wrote, what is this fight? What is this?
What is happening? Oh, God.
And then did Hannah go, this is embarrassing. I live here.
She probably did.
What?
No, because she spends like half the year in the south of France.
Yeah, so she knows everyone. So she's like, what the hell are you people doing?
I know. I wanted to be like, Americans. And I was like, no, wait, they're not Americans. This is weird.
Yeah, it turns out everybody has bad manners. Congratulations, America. It's not just us.
Yeah, so that now they pile into their vans to head back to the boat, and Jack's like, he showed his true colors when he got aggressive, didn't he? And then Joao in the other van's like, these people need to grow up. That's all. I'm like, no, Joao. It's not them. It's you.
Yeah, they're all really fucked up. And Joao's like, all right, I'd like you to get up at 10 a.m., Jack. And Jack's like, I'm not getting up at 10 o'clock, mate. He's like, you better. If you don't, you're not coming back to work. And he's like, lovely. I'd like to see you try it. I'd like to see you. You're going to be like a gate with a chair in front of it, mate. What is this? What are we all fighting about? It's like that wasted fighting. You don't even know what you're fighting about.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's the morning, and Joao's like, did I lose my shit with Travis last night? Which he knows he did, but he's like trying to be like, oh, I was blocked out, you know?
Yeah, and Colin's like, well, he threw chairs at a gate, and then he grabbed you. It's like, okay, unreliable witness, Colin. You calm down over there, sir.
Oh, he grabbed you and threw you up against the gate. Oh, you're calling me a slut? No, he, like, grabbed you and threw you up against the gate, and then he found a bat. He started banging at the gate, and he kicked out and lit the building on fire. It was scary.
You're a great witness, Collie.
You did the right thing, Collie. Did you blow your whistle? Did you blow your whistle?
And Giles like, and I judged Aisha for slut dropping. Why do I do that? I can't go drinking and get like that again. I'm really disappointed in myself. And the music's like,
the sadness of Joao. It's amazing how you can spend a year changing something you don't like about yourself on account of being dumped by a British woman who broke your heart, your one true love, and all it takes is one moment to bring it all back. One moment.
Man. He's just, like, slowly following a red balloon through the streets of Antibes. Is it Antibes?
I think it's Antibes. You can call it Antibes. It sounds nice. It sounds like Aunt Tibby.
Hey, Collie, Aunt Tibby wants you to show her how to floss when you get home.
And she's lost some weight, so no calling her Aunt Tubby Tibby anymore. She's Tibby now, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Joao. Give me one moment of drunkenness, and old Jezebob comes out to play.
So Aisha and Hannah are laying in bed, and she's like,
I think Travis wants a bed. He wants that bed in there.
And Anna's like, he's a cute puppy to play with, all right? Listen, I'll do a lot for a cotton of smicks, all right? But not get married, single Hannah.
Yeah.
She's like, he loves drinking, don't he?
Yeah. Hannah goes, well, you know, honey, you know he's like a cute puppy to play with. He's here. Like, if they ever wind up getting married, we're going to always cite that line. Their romance started when Hannah said, he's here. He exists. He's geographically close to me.
Listen, I've written my own vows. You're here.
You're in the ring. You're within distance of my keyless entry fob. You're here.
So then it's 9:58 a.m. And Giles trying to wake up the boys. And he's like, come on, boys. Let's get a cracking.
And now it's like, okay, time for the preference sheet meeting. So Anastasia and Joao and Hannah go gather with Captain Sandy. And this week's guest is none other than Jacqueline Siegel, the female star of, well, the Queen of Versailles.
Yeah, the Queen of Versailles. And so Hannah's all mad for whatever
she's
reason.
She's already touching her temples and rolling her eyes. She's like, all right, temples. We're going to have to do a big honey face today, so I'm going to massage you to get those eyes ready. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Honey!
And Anna's like, she would like blow up dolls as a joke, honey, and a picnic at the top of the ears.
Yeah.
That would be gorgeous. Blow up dolls. I like that everyone's judging the blow up dolls on this show.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah.
So then Hannah's like, yes, and she would like a celebration of life dinner to honor the life of her late daughter Victoria. That's really nice, and I'm glad it's on a different night than the blow up dolls.
Yeah. You know?
It's like there's a night for everything.
Yeah, I was concerned about, you know, it would be really bad if they had like a mix up in the programming there between the party favors and the evening theme. That would have been really bad.
Yeah, it would have been awkward.
Although the truth is, nothing. Yeah. I just won't go there. I will not go there on a podcast.
So the captain's like, well, I know him because I'm from Florida, which is also why I know the people who invented hamburgers. And Mickey Mouse, okay? So I'll tell you, they're very philanthropic, and they give back to the community, all right? Oh, and we've got a new crew member whose name is June, start of a very hot season, which also happens in Florida, so I know her as well. June?
Hey, have you ever heard of Don Johnson? Yeah, I know him because I'm in Florida. Yeah.
He's the whole reason Florida got vices. Terrible, terrible habit-forming Don Johnson.
Oh, God. So
I said, why don't we stop getting people addicted to vices like meth and start getting them addicted to vices like naps
and Branzino.
Hugs. Come on.
Yeah.
So now it's time to go clean in. Clean, clean, clean. Get the boat ready for the big charter. And then Joao finds Aisha and he's like, it's so stupid. I never should have done that. I never should have called you a big slutty slut with a slut face and a finger up her bum. Because that's not right. I mean, I'm not saying it's inaccurate, but it's just not right.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you for apologizing. All right, I'll stop sitting on this plunger now.
You stupid whore.
And now it's like Aisha's. Is it Aisha or Aisha? It's Aisha, right?
I say Aisha, Aisha? But you say it's Aisha. So
I don't know.
Just
I could
very
be wrong.
Confused, okay?
Tell us. Someone tell us how to say it. So she then like busts out. Every week there's some other like I won't say strange, but there's some, like, big, bold facet of her life. Like, oh, I took dance for 12 years. Oh, I stick my finger at my bum. Oh, I lost my brother to brain cancer. Oh, and then this week it's like, oh, my mom had addiction issues. It's just always something that's, like, makes you go, what? And then it's like you're always feeling either, like, happy or sad or whatever, but it's always like, I don't even know what I'm really trying to say about this. All I'm trying to say is that she has a colorful life.
With such a smile on her face, you know? It's like, well, I didn't like when people are judgmental because my mother was judged me whole life. It's like, whoa, what?
Oh, it's so fun. I love it when people play piano because when I was 12, I actually played with the Royal Australian Symphony.
And you're like, wait, what?
I was all addicted to something with my mother, so I was born to...
And you're like, aww. And then she's like, they were addicted to music. You're like, aww. But also substance abuse. Aww.
So then Anastasia's like, I'm going shopping. These people are rich. I'm going to go get some local flavors because I do things perfectly.
Oh, God. I was so jealous of her. She was having, like, that full-on Nancy Myers moment, just roaming through the market, plucking out fresh food. I'm surprised she didn't run into someone like Keanu Reeves or whatever and start a romance.
Yeah. He's like, I own a fresh apple stand where I can make you fresh apple pie. And she's like, can you do it perfectly? He's like, I make the most perfect apple pie in the world, ma'am. She's like, in love. Perfectly in love. Perfectly.
So then Hannah and Aisha are looking at Jacqueline's mansions, and Aisha's like, who needs a house that big? I mean, growing up, we actually lived in a hut on the side of the ocean. Ooh.
It played piano, took dance, and was addicted to methamphetamines. Ooh. Actually made my piano myself, made out of seashells and hardened sand.
Time for commercial, honey.
So then Joao is telling us, he's like, I know there's different ways to manage a person, so I'm going to try different ways. Jack, here's your list of things to do on a sticky note. And Jack goes, it's literally a little tiny square sticky note. And Jack goes, it's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long can it be, Jack?
I know. And Jack, so Joao's like, I'd like this done before lunchtime. And then meanwhile, Jack is just standing next to an empty hot tub being like, you know, smoking.
Yeah. So then Colin's like, whoa, new honey alert, new honey alert. There's a new honey walking down the block.
Collie, she looks very lovely, but be respectful.
No holding hands until marriage, Collie.
My gosh, Mom.
So here comes the news to June.
June, goofy June.
June. It's so funny. I had such a misread on this, on June, when she first showed up. Because to me, at first, I was like, oh, she's giving me, like, Northeast, like, New England prep school waspy girl who's maybe, like, rebelling, like, working on a yacht or something. So I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'm very into this. But then as she was talking, she's like, yeah, I've been a bartender multiple times. I was like, well, she's clearly not from, like, a prep school. Her parents would never like that. It turns out she's from Arizona, which I'm not saying that Arizona, like, oh, Arizona. But
oh,
like,
my goodness. No, you're going down a shame spiral.
No,
jeez.
I just totally thought that she was some sort of, like, Northeast, like, rich girl, like, from, like old New England money. So I just totally read her wrong, which I was amused at myself about, okay? It happens to everyone.
I love goofy June. I think she's really goofy. So she goes up to say hi to the captain, and the captain's like, hi, who are you? She goes, hi, I'm June. She goes, I know your name. Well, then what are you asking, Sandy?
Yeah. So then Joao comes up. She's like, oh, this is Joao. And Joao basically, like, has a boner. Like, it is, like, knocking over, like, the, like, things on the staircase. Like, excuse me, my boner's coming. I see June. Okay. Excuse me. All right.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I've been working in the south of France for 4 months, but I don't speak a lick of French, and I don't see that changing. It's like, you're perfect for this show. Welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So she has to move in with Aisha. Now I'm all paranoid about saying Aisha versus Aisha. I'm just gonna say Aisha, people, and we'll just deal with it.
Who cares? I called Travis Tyler every single time last week, so who cares?
So she moves in with Aisha, and there's, like, a dick drawn on the wall, and she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, big red dick.
Yeah.
So Hannah's like, well, it's not ideal to have a new stew 2 hours before charter, honey. I'm hoping Aisha can show her the ropes. Then Anastasia's shopping, and she's like, these people come from money, and they're used to really fine dining. I need to wow the pants off these guests. I'm like, give her fried calamari and french fries. That's really all she needs. That's all she
wants. The documentary. And just think of the scene.
Get her some Chick-fil-A. You'll be fine.
Yeah, the scene that just sticks in my brain is when she, went to Walmart and bought, five versions of everything from Walmart. I'm like, you can skip the sea urchin. So then Jack is like, for some reason, Joao's been writing down what I need to be doing every day on a list, as if that's going to make any difference. I'm like, you were the one last episode who was barking at Joao and saying, tell me what I need to do, make a list for what I need to do, don't just assume I'm going to know what to do. So Joao made you a list. Don't make me defend Joao here, Jack.
Yeah, and Joao's still trying to be nice to everybody, so he passes Travis in the kitchen, who's prepping eggplant, and he's like, sweet ass. Try harder.
Yeah.
So then Hannah's telling June, you'll be doing the bathrooms and the laundry, and she's like, I can do it all, as long as it's not in French. Hannah's like, whatever, honey, I don't like you yet.
Yeah. You're blonde and new, I don't like you. She's like, I'm gonna be a sponge. I'm gonna be a sponge.
I'm gonna learn everything. And Hannah's like, have you got a boyfriend, honey? And she's like, what does that mean, kind of? I'm always traveling.
Which means that she either has a girlfriend, or she's pregnant, or she got into trouble with the law and is running from authorities.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that she's just running with a suitcase of cash. There's no clean underwear in that suitcase. It's all just cash.
She Thelma and Louise did. I mean, it makes sense. She's from Arizona. So instead of driving into the Grand Canyon, she's like, I'm going to stop the car right here and actually go become a stew on a yacht instead. So then Junes finds Kali down in the down in ironing or whatever. And he's like, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask anyone else, because I know nothing. I don't know what's going on around here.
That was funny, Kali. You're a very charming and handsome and polite young man, and your father and I have never been more proud.
Well, there was no door to open, so come in with humor. That's the second plan B, Kali.
All the guys, every time a new girl comes on this boat, the guys are just like all over the girl.
Every single time.
This is no exception. So Colin does it in a more innocent way, I guess, but it's still like, oh, for Christ's sake. So June and Aisha are talking, and June's like, I feel like I missed out a lot already. Don't worry, we've got a real cool crew.
Their conversation just like someone has a platypus so that's getting very aroused.
So Jackie comes on the boat and she's like, hi.
And Sandy just sees
hi.
Her
Sandy and Hannah's sees... like, they're gonna be a lot of wet.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, I thought I was going to get a guy captain. Sandy's like, oh, God, I knew I should have cut my hair a little shorter.
Jesus Christ, don't you know me? We're both from Florida.
It's a small world after all. Get that Florida joke.
You're gorgeous. So they all have champagnes and get their tour. And Jackie's like, an exercise room? And Hannah's like, well, you work out while you're on holiday? And Jackie's like, yeah, because for me, every day is a holiday.
I see the fireworks every night. Oh, gosh, I feel winded going up those stairs. Do you guys have an elevator here or an escalator? Or you have those, teleporter things? That would be really helpful.
I feel like Jackie asks that in, single-story places.
She goes into a ranch.
Is there an elevator?
She's at a McDonald's. Is there an elevator here I could use? Ma'am, you're in a parking lot.
And she's like, oh, and this is Steve. He's one of my favorite sons. I married into acquiring him. And Steve's like, it's a modern miracle because they're the same age.
Yeah, and she's just like, Steve loves riding an elevator too. I feel like Jack is the sort of person who goes to the carnival and walks up to the Ferris wheel and then points at a thing and goes, I'll take that one. No, you have to get into this car, the one that's here. No, I'll
take that one. I've got a great idea. I'm going to get on that. Will you guys make it turn if I sit inside of it? That's great. Thank you.
Such a trendsetter. You know, the Scrambler, it used to be you just sit there and just, like, talk to someone on a bench. And I said, why don't we just, like, rev this thing around and make it look like we're going to crash into the wall? And they'd start doing it. And ever since then, we got the Scrambler.
They should make one of these, but instead of a carnival, you should get all the same rides as a carnival, but let everybody on, even if they're too short, so that it's fair, and call it a fair.
You ever been on the merry-go-round? So, I used to just, like, sit there, and I said, this would be a lot of fun if we just go in circles and circles, and maybe go up and down a little bit. Mary, if you think about it quickly, if you say Mary quickly, it sounds like seagull. See what I'm saying there?
So she goes right up to the captain, the bridge or whatever, and is that the bridge?
The wheelhouse or the bridge? I don't know, because there's a wheelhouse and there's a bridge, and I don't know if the wheelhouse is the bridge. It's something like that. It's upstairs.
So she goes up there. Yeah, she goes to the wheelhouse bridge, and she's like, hi, am I allowed up here? Whoa, you guys have a nice view. That's a good view. Can I have this one? Could you guys move my bed in here?
Is there an elevator that gives direct access from here to the next floor down? By the way, we should also mention Jackie's dress. It is crazy. It looks like someone took, like, 25 doilies and strung them together and just draped them over her. I was like, this dress, I don't even know how this is a dress right now. It was crazy looking.
Do you have an elevator? My dress has an elevator. She's like, am I allowed up here? Whoa, am I supposed to unpack myself? Because I don't know where Hannah is. Our house is so big, we have to use cell phones. Am I unpacking or are you?
One of the advantages of an elevator is you can get to someone faster if you're on your cell phone with the elevator. So basically, the dudes have to unpack Jackie. And then, of course, it's a total Ramona Singer thing, right? She's like, she makes someone else unpack, but then she stands over and, like, tells them where to put everything. Just like almost as effective as just unpacking yourself.
Yeah, she's like, the reason they're packed in the same bag is because I'm not really sure what goes with what.
Because someone packed it for me. I was stuck in the elevator when it happened.
And Aisha's like, I see that Lord yawning. Oh, like when people get vivid, that part of their brain shuts down till someone tells them what to do.
So then Anastasia's in the kitchen. Her whole thing is, she's like, I feel off this chart. Mm-hmm. Which is, I don't know what that's leading to, but she keeps saying it over and over again.
Yeah, and Jack's like, just do on this one what you did on the last one, you'll be cracking.
Yeah.
So then Jack and Colin have some anchor drama.
Oh, God. Oh, God, the brake is stuck. Oh, the anchor isn't dropping.
And Drell's like, guys, surely you're not going to be horse sluts. Oh, damn it, I did it again. I wasn't even drinking that time. He's like, surely you understand that you're, as an engineer, you have to take the brake off before the anchor goes. Surely you understand that.
Are we still believing that Jack is an engineer at this point? Yeah. I think we gave that up, like, weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, maybe he's like a civil engineer. It's not so much a mechanical engineer. But, yeah.
So then the captain's like, we're good. I felt it grab. And Jackie's right behind her like, that was me, actually.
Does this anchor have an elevator it can use to get down to the seafloor? So Anastasia, she makes this beautiful-looking lunch. It's like a Mediterranean buffet with falafel and pita and all this good stuff, hummus. And she's like, I'm beyond nervous to serve this first absolutely perfect, undeniable meal. I'm so nervous right now.
Hannah's like, this promotion better not go to a head, Hannah. You see those honey eyes warming up over there.
Yeah.
So then seating for lunch, Jack is like, some of these boobs. Oh, I wrote some of these boobs. I was like, why did Jack say that? I wrote some of these boobs. My goodness, that lunch was a lazy Susan of gigantic boobs. Those are the biggest boobs I've ever seen in my life.
They were, Jackie's it was friends. Huge. It was definitely... There's a lot going on. A lot going on.
Yeah.
So then Hannah...
And I told you, Jackie's like, the calamari is fantastic.
I was like, when Hannah was pointing out what everything in the buffet was, and she's like, we got some baba ganache there, and we got some of this and some hummus and whatever, and we have chickpea patties. I was like, chickpea patties? Instead of falafel.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were flattened like patties.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. honey. So anyway.
And then Joao's like, well, that new girl is quite the honey, isn't she? And Jack's like, well, hopefully a new girl comes on every day, buddy, because you're much more friendly to us. Huh? He's like, I'm more friendly because you're working, mate. I'm more friendly because of sticky notes.
I'm more friendly because I finally realized that we have some big sluts on board. Oh, God, he's back. He's back.
Who slipped tequila into my cereal this morning?
So, the guests want to know what's for dinner. And so the plan is to have some lamb. And Jacqueline's like,
oh, great, lamb. Could we have some mint jelly with that? Do you think we do some mint jelly? You know, maybe we could bring it up with the elevator, maybe?
It doesn't get better than having Mediterranean food in the Med.
What a turn of events.
I think it's funny because everyone expects Jackie to be such an awful monster, and she's not. She's like, I'm rich as hell. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, she's just, like, benignly smiling, but also making, like making high maintenance requests without sort of, but with like, so like happily doing so, like,
do you mind if we, like, you know, maybe turn the yacht around and maybe sail down to Africa? Is that okay? I think that'd be fun. Like, oh, and everyone's like, okay, I guess.
How come we're not in Africa yet?
Oh, well, maybe Iceland instead. We can do that.
So Anastasia's like, mint jelly. Oh my God. And then water toys. And June's like, I'm from Vermont, but I've lived in a million places because I'm an army girl. So this is nothing to me. This is going to be great. Yeah, it's regular. It's normal.
So Travis is helping Anastasia in the galley for dinner. And Joao is just sort of like lingering in there. And sort of like, well, you know, if you get a chance, when you're done working with this slut, maybe you can help like wash down the... like the deck floors, if you ever get a chance. And Travis is like, I'll see what I can do. But he's like, I would rather be inside with Anastasia than anywhere near Joao, because he is full of bullshit.
Yeah, and you're not doing anything. Why don't you go do it? He's working already.
Yeah.
Joao.
He's peeling things. Or he's
and
preparing.
So then we get
lamb.
Oh, sorry. So then we get some Anastasia backstory. She's like, part of the reason I'm so creative is that I'm an only child, and my parents both had jobs, so I had to be creative. I was like, hi, mom. Then I would hug a broom. Then I would push it around a little. The kitchen was clean. I was like, that was my first dance with my mom.
And then I adapted it into a novel, and it actually won the Nobel Prize. It's so weird. So then June is like talking with Colin some more, and I forget what Colin was saying, but June is like, you know, Colin just has that personality that feels like you can just trust him. I mean, he is just the sweetest guy. So genuine. I will never make out with him. Ever, ever, ever. That's what that means.
Yeah, Colin is immediately in the friend zone.
I am just like, he basically just wears a sign that says, hey, put me in the friend zone.
Hey, look what number I'm playing in soccer today. He turns around and shows his jersey. She's like, it says kick me. He's like, damn it. Why, Ma?
You know what I do every time I drive down a stretch and see a bunch of stores? And every time I see AutoZone, I go, get in the zone. The friend zone.
So the tender delivers some stuff, and Hannah's like, all right, June, I'll pop you into the cabins tonight. She's like, oh, no one's telling me what to do. So then Colin gets pawns, your love hole. Oh, they get the blow-up dolls
arrived, and they're like, the blow-up dolls are like Russian themed, like you're a Russian beauty. Jack goes, is that Mila? But we, of course, know it wasn't, because it seemed like it had a pretty progressive view on, you know, homosexuality. So then it was a very open-minded blow-up doll. And it also could cook. So Colin's like, huh, so are we supposed to blow these up with a pump? And I'm just, like, imagining these poor blow-up dolls. Like, Colin be like, oh, I just popped another blow-up doll. Oh!
And I was just like, where's his love hole? I would like to put your penis in my vagina. Oh my God.
So then,
let's see, they're setting the table, and Aisha's like, I feel like I need to take her under my wing, otherwise Hannah's gonna come down quite hard on her.
Yeah, because this is the first foundation of June's storyline, which is that Hannah's not giving me one-on-one time. And, like, I'm messing up because I just don't know what to do, which is, like, a very standard but really reliable, like, below-deck trope, you know? That's like, we had that with Laura last season a little bit. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do. Or, like, Casey last season. I'm really excited to see how it's going to work out with June.
Yeah, no one's telling me what to do. So here's what you do. When in doubt, get a sash with your name on it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Jackie has.
Yeah.
She has a sash that says Queen of Versailles.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Janessa, who is one of the guests. I'm giving her a shout out because I've never heard of the name Janessa before. So, Janessa, this one's for you.
Janessa, that is some of the dumbest white girl name shit we've ever heard in our lives.
Like, well, so we don't know whether to name her Janet or Vanessa, so how about Janessa?
I want to make sure my daughter can never buy a keychain in a tourist shop ever. How about Janessa?
Janessa. So meanwhile, Jack and Travis are talking about going on a double date with Hannah and Aisha, and they're really excited to do that, to get their chickadees on a date.
And then we get June again going, the chief stew is supposed to teach you everything. I have lots of questions. Yeah. I mean, Hannah must be real busy right now, because I'm not getting any of that.
It's like, yeah, she actually is. There's a charter happening with very high maintenance guests. So, yeah, she is busy. So just, like, make a bed.
I mean, yeah, make a bed and clean a bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, I don't know how many different ways there are to do that.
Yeah, just, like, scrub it down. And Aisha's teaching you everything, and Aisha's really good. So just do that.
Yeah. So then Anastasia's, you know, Hannah is still kind of bossy with Anastasia. And Anastasia's like, well, I'm feeling more comfortable, but I feel like I also still have to answer to Hannah. And I guess I don't have an arrogance, so that's making her not hate me yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give it time, honey. The season's still young.
So then they serve dinner, and they're serving it with tzatziki,
mm-hmm.
or as Hannah calls it, yogurt sauce, all right? And Jackie's like, yogurt sauce? Oh, it's yummy. Maybe it probably is better than mint jelly.
Ooh.
And then she puts salt on it, and she goes, now it's perfect.
Hey, could someone bring in some more lamb? But like, I want to see you actually slaughter it on the deck. That'd be great. Thank you. So now, meanwhile, what we did not discuss is that Anastasia has, like, quietly made this enormous, like, 10-tier cake. That's just, like, this perfect culinary thing that's, like, a perfect cylinder with layers and strawberries and a ganache. So they start bringing the cake up. Of course, it's perfect. It's Anastasia. So they bring the cake up, and then the blow-up dolls. And they're all feeling, like, a little weird because it's, like, Hannah's, like, oh, I think it's sort of weird that she's bringing her stepson blow-up dolls. I think my stepmother would just give me a box of chocolates and some cigarettes. More than Conrad ever did, if you ask me.
And then everyone's, like, mock horrified.
Yeah.
And the wife is like, is that supposed to be me and Steve? And Steve is like, it's not big enough to be me, huh? Because the guy blow-up doll is like a little Danny DeVito-style yeah. blow-up doll.
There was also some shady editing where they cut from like a blow-up doll to Janessa, and Janessa was doing the blow-up doll face because she was shocked. She was like, oh. It was so shady.
So then Jack and Travis go up on the bridge, and they decide that now's the time to ask out the girls.
Yes. Like, so have you asked out yours? Have you asked out yours? Have you asked out yours, mate? Have you asked out yours?
Hanaisha, on the bridge. Why am I here? What do we want to ask you, you little honey? Would you like to go on a date with me? And she's like, oh, it's the cake.
It's so sweet. I want to cry. But I had my tear duct surgically removed in order to become a better Olympic swimmer.
And Travis is like, and the other idea is I was meant to ask you, Hannah, because I was a total dick to you the other night when I threw that chair into you after making out with you. She's like, that was the great, honey. But yes, I'll go.
And Aisha just goes, oh,
that's so cute.
And during this whole scene, yes. while you hear Aisha going, oh, downstairs, they just keep showing June binging on cake.
It's the most... I was like, why are we cross-cutting between this conversation and June being like... It was like... It was giving me, like, flashbacks to the episode of Different Strokes when Kimberly, like, raided the kitchen late at night. I was like, what is happening here?
And they're sure to let us see that she can hear everything that's going on as she binges. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So there's, like, they're sort of, like, whenever they do that, it's like, oh, someone's an outcast. And she's going to feel a certain sort of way. So I was like, ooh, I like this trope, too. So the combination of, like, no one's telling me what to do and no one's hanging out with me. It's always great. Always great on Blow Deck.
Yes. And then we find out why they keep showing us that. Because June's like, I didn't know when it's time to eat because no one on this boat is even telling me anything and I'm starving.
I mean, I realized I forgot to have dinner. Like, no one told me to have dinner and then I forgot to have it. Like, what do you do when you don't have dinner? If someone never tells you to have dinner, like, you just die.
How are you supposed to know what to do?
And then, meanwhile, everyone gets into bed, and Hannah's in her bed, and there's, like, whoever's above her, like, their comforter is just, like, dangling down, and Hannah just, like, swats at it. She's like, honey! Get that comforter out of my face.
So then the next morning, doing laundry, Colin comes in, of course, to creep on June in his, like, little boy way, where he's like, hi, just coming to check on how you're doing. How was your first day? Hannah didn't pick on you too bad, did she?
June's like, oh, always so good to see a friendly face. Emphasis on friend. Friend. Face of a friend. Capital F, friend.
God, just seeing you, it's like a nice, solid handshake. And I want to thank you for that, Colin.
Oh, wow. I just feel like you're the brother I never had.
So then let's get back to some shackles. How many shackles are on board?
Hey, is that a joke? Can we get a comedian in here, actually? I think that'd be really fun.
The captain's like, when you've got more people working with you, Colin, you can go faster. And he's like, oh, better safe than sorry. Remember when I messed it up that time? I never want to do that again.
You're absolutely right. Say better be safe than sorry.
Aunt Tibby says hello.
Aunt Tibby says, slow down with the anchor. You never know what's going to happen. Also, she's been eating donuts again, so we know where this is going.
You know, like Aunt Tibby says, Rome didn't get thin in a day.
We decided we'd just stop telling Aunt Tibby when dinner was and hopefully she wouldn't eat. But she knows.
So the guests wake up and Jackie comes in. She's like, top of the morning to ya.
And then Jackie goes into Jackie just loves going into the galley. You could see Anastasia just losing her shit.
You know that she does that wherever she goes.
Yeah.
She's like, hi, it's me. They're like, ma'am, you cannot come into the kitchen at Chili's, you know?
Like, ma'am, this is the French Laundry. You are not allowed in the kitchen.
Do you have mint jelly? I love mint jelly. I used to think it was just for peanut butter and jelly, but then I found mint jelly. It changed my life.
It's actually my favorite explorer. No, that's Magellan, not mint jelly. So Jackie is like, I hate unhealthy breakfast. Could you maybe boil some of those quail eggs? Anastasia, who clearly had like a very specific, beautiful plan for the quail eggs, is like, yeah, sure. That's fine. Sorry, I'm just twitching a little bit at your request. I could do this. Yeah, it's fine.
And you should probably use all of them because once I try something, everyone wants to try it. I don't know if I'm a trendsetter or what because I started using fanny packs years ago and now everyone has them. I started a trend.
You know, I went to Walmart and bought six of the same things and now there's a show called Hoarders and I'm like, I started a trend.
You know, in my house, it gets hot, and we got something called air conditioning. I'm telling you, now everywhere I go into in Florida's got it. I mean, what the heck?
We built a thing called Palace of Versailles. Guess what? Right here in France, they've got a Palace of Versailles. I'm such a trendsetter.
So Anastasia's like, shh, please just stop talking. Shut up. Anastasia hates her.
Yeah. So now they're going to be doing this picnic at this place called Ez, which is like up a giant, you know, it's like that, like every year on Below Deck, there's always some giant hike that everyone has to do a picnic. It's up high and far away, and it's not going to be easy. And anytime,
and it always sounds horrible, not only for the employees, but for the guests.
Yeah.
Like who asked to spend $100,000 on a vacation to go climb?
Yeah.
Gross.
Exactly. And for the cameraman. And so they, you know, anytime they do a picnic, it's always a big pain in the ass. There's so much to do. So breakfast is done. It's 11:30, and the plan is to have the picnic at 2, which means that, like, the guests will leave for the shore at 1 and yada, yada, yada. And basically, you know, they're getting ready for that. Everything seems to be smooth sailing so far, except for June. June's like, what time is break? Like, is there a lunch break? Is there a tea break? Is there a peanut break? Can I just have a peanut? I don't know.
June. Poor June, starving to death, trying to go up all those stairs.
Yeah.
So then, so June's trying to, like, be nice to Hannah, because Hannah's being, like, really honey eyes to her.
Yeah.
For no reason. So she's like, so Hannah's like, how you going? You excited for Riz? And June's like, did Aisha tell you about packing? She's like, tell me about it. How? She goes, well, it went well. It's packed. So that's what I meant. Just like, you know, it was great. Like, we packed. All I'm trying to say is we packed, and it went great. And I was like, good.
So, I'm going to go try to scavenge for some, like, spare pea pods downstairs, maybe. I don't know. Bye. Bye. Strange.
And Hannah's like, I'm hoping they're just work jitters, but there's something strange about her energy.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that. Honey investigates. So now it's 11:30. And Jackie's back in the galley, and she's just like, yeah, so what's going on with today's picnic that you're all, like, you know, like, slaving over right now? What's going on? And they say, okay, we'll put you in the tender at, like, 1 p.m. And she's like, yeah, I mean, like, we can even go earlier because we want to stop by the beach and, like, try to find some mint jelly, maybe see what sort of elevators they have in France, you know?
Yeah, and Hannah's like, I don't have enough time to make this work! And Jackie's like, merci beaucoup.
Yeah, because basically it's getting fast forwarded to leaving the boat at 12 and it's 11:30, which means that they've got to do all this shit in 20 minutes instead of 90 minutes, which is a big difference.
Yeah. But at the same time, all they have to do is say, oh, we're still preparing your lunch. We didn't know. So it's going to take a little bit longer to prepare, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. And then we get to the captain dropping anchor again. She's like, all right, 3 in the water. It just grabbed. I felt it. It's like, where did this come from? Where did this new Captain Sandy feeling it drop or feeling it grab? I love that. It's like 3 times in this episode. It's like, oh, it grabbed. I
oh,
felt
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel that anchor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. That grabbed perfectly.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Wow. That was just a clean drop. Clean. Not
that
a lot of clean.
Grab that rock like Joao grabbing Aisha when he's drunk, right?
Yeah.
That anchor is basically Jow's a bop, and it felt good. I'm giving it a raise.
It's a great bosun. So it's 11:45, and the guests are now complaining. Even though it's only been 15 minutes since breakfast, and they're like, everyone wants to get off. Can we get off? Can we get to the beach? Come on. Oh. They're all complaining. Well, actually, Jackie isn't, but there's like a woman who's like,
yeah, there's one lady who's here. Like the ass kisser lady who, if Jackie says she wants to get off early, she's like, Jackie wants to get off early. Why aren't we off early? Why aren't we off early? Jackie wants to get off early. We're still not off. Can we get off this boat? Can someone get us off this boat? Why aren't we off this boat yet? Jackie wants to leave early. It's like, shut up.
They said noon. They said noon and it's 11:45. Relax. Finish your croissant.
Yeah. So then Hannah is asking Aisha. She's like, you packed, right? The funny-faced one over there said you packed already. We did. She's like, all right, so you've got serviettes, knives, forks, balsamic.
Yeah. Good. And Anastasia's just, like, making sandwiches as quickly as possible in bulk. It's like when they do the Top Chef, like, relay race, and everyone stands around someone while they, like, chop an onion, and they're like, you can do it. Anastasia's like, putting the tapenade on.
So then, let's see here. The guests leave. Colin takes the guests. And then, packing. I put ladies terrible hooked in car.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's probably, terrible. I'm assuming it refers to Janessa, whose track of hair was just exposed.
Oh, hooked in hair. That's what I'm saying.
It was like she just like stuck. It was like pinned the track on the Janessa. It was not a great look.
Thank you. I love when you can decipher my notes. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
I was like, this has to be something with Janessa's hair.
Mm. So then let's see here. Hannah's like, well, I've been to Iz, and it's a bit of a walk, but four people should be enough. While I'm here on the boat, honey, have fun, honeys.
Yeah.
So then the guests are doing that thing where they're like, where are we supposed to go? I think we're going here. No, we go over here. No, I've been here before. It's up here. Okay, we're lost.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very Amazing Race all of a sudden. And while they're up there, Sandy is like, Captain Sandy, to everyone who's still on Sirocco, get into your swim gear. I have a surprise for you. Branzino for everyone. Oh, wait. Actually, no. We're all going to go swimming instead. Crew training day.
Yeah, I call it training, but everyone gets their turn, okay? I'll always take care of the crew. So they get to play, and then they just keep intercutting them playing while everyone else is trekking up that damn mountain.
And you know, someone's going to, that group on a future episode is going to get back and find out that everyone else was swimming, and they're going to complain, and it's going to be a whole big fight.
Yeah, and June's like, I take pride in my work. For the picnic, to be perfect, that's what I do. It's part of the job. It's great.
It's fun. So she's like,
June's slow, nervous breakdown is hilarious. Yeah. I cannot wait to watch June lose her shit.
I know. So now that these poor people are like, poor people, I mean like Aisha and June, are like at the top of this mountain, and they're like out of breath and panting, and they're unpacking, and they're making this picnic, and guess what? There's no cutlery, and we get one of those things where they're like, the camera zooms in on the cutlery and like highlights it that's on the table, like, no, the cutlery.
and then they just show Jackie popping up behind a wall. She's like, are you guys ready? We're so high up.
I know. I love that this show could have a cliffhanger based on the fact that there were some forks left behind on the boat. They'll probably just go to a restaurant and give the place $50 and be like, can we just get like a set of like three forks and three knives? Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. Thanks for joining us on this Crappens on Demand video.
Yeah.
If you guys want these, go to Patreon and get them, okay? It's also where a bonus episode lies. And you can find links to shirts. You can find links to tickets. It's going to be really, really fun times, everybody. We sure love you.
Yeah, thanks everyone for watching. And we'll talk to you mañana. Bye.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows. And this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Danny Fortson. And this is a podcast about Silicon Valley in 8 parts.
Can I tell you something interesting that I've noticed about San Francisco?
Yes, please.
That's a vortex.
I think she's a sociopathic liar and a narcissist.
Which CEO is more Jesus-like or going to run for president?
That software is very powerful. You know, is it more or less powerful than bioterrorism or a nuclear weapon?
It's a rip-roaring ride through the present and a look at the terrifying plans being hatched for our future. So subscribe now to The Pivot.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.